And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manal Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ireland officially recognized a Palestinian state on Tuesday, defying Israel, which had condemned the plan.
If countries do not now take this formal step to recognize Palestine, I fear there may not be the opportunity in the future. Now is the time to act.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris. The government approved the move in a cabinet meeting on Tuesday morning, joining Spain and Norway, who also recognized a Palestinian state. U.S. military officials said on Tuesday at the Pentagon the American-built temporary pier taking humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians has been damaged in rough seas and weather and will be removed from the coast of Gaza to be repaired. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said over the next 2 days, the pier will be pulled out and sent to the southern Israeli city of Ashdod, where U.S. Central Command will repair it. This is VOA News. President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday there would be serious consequences if Western countries allowed Ukraine to use their weapons to strike targets in Russia as sought by Kyiv. The warning came as French President Emmanuel Macron said Kyiv should be allowed to neutralize Russian military bases from where Kremlin troops are firing missiles into Ukraine, and as President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the world not to tire of the war. Putin's comments came after some NATO members, as well as the alliance's chief Jens Stoltenberg, have called to allow Ukraine to use their arms to step up attacks on Russian soil after more than 2 years of war. Lawyers made their closing arguments in former U.S. President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay has more.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had 10 years earlier. Trump denies wrongdoing and says he never had sex with Daniels. In his closing argument, defense lawyer Todd Blanche sought to discredit the testimony of both Daniels and former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who testified he handled the payment to Daniels and that Trump approved the cover-up. New York prosecutor Joshua Steinglass urged jurors to set aside their personal views of Trump and instead determine whether prosecutors had proven their case. Jurors could begin deliberations as soon as Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The African National Congress has been governing South Africa since 1994 when Nelson Mandela was elected president following the end of apartheid. But as voters get ready to go to the polls on Wednesday, the party known for its opposition to apartheid faces dissatisfaction from some citizens who feel the party has not delivered on its promises. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mari Majalo has a story.
Daryl Glazer, associate professor at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, says it's going to be the closest election since the era of inclusive democracy began in South Africa in 1994.
All the opinion polls are suggesting that there's a very serious chance that the ANC is going to fall below 50% of the vote and that it's going to be forced into some kind of coalition.
Glazer and other analysts have told VOA that allegations of corruption, scandals, and disunity within the ANC have helped the opposition gain ground. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Kenya on Tuesday launched public hearings into allegations of human rights violations and abuses of power by British troops based in the former colony. The British Army Training Union in Kenya is an economic lifeline for many in a central town where it maintains a permanent base. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.